Now I'm going to go to something completely different. We're going to talk to a founder and a director of the Olivier Cornet Gallery. He is also, he's an independent curator. He's also a fine art consultant, an artist himself, and an artist agent. And of course, he's French born. He's Olivier Cornet. I'm going to just see if he's on the line here with me. Olivier, are you on the line here with me?
Hello, Maura. I am indeed. How are you?
I'm really well. I should be saying bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Yes, I'm here in the gallery with Kelly Rashford, who is an artist I represent, and Kelly has co-curated the exhibition Cycling Through the Rages with me.
That is amazing. I mean, you know, how topical. I have to say, I have to commend you all the time, Olivier, because you're always on the button when it comes to exhibitions. The last exhibition was around Bloomsday. It was called Olives, Oysters and Oranges. And it was taking a different angle. I loved it. It was all the food theme of that wonderful book, Ulysses, by James Joyce. And again, as part of the Velo City 2019, that amazing international conference that was held in June. It was held over 1 week, it myself. It was from the 25th to 28th of June. Again, it was looking at cycling and how cycle friendly or not we are on the island of Ireland. And of course, you then, as part of that, you have an exhibition running from that time right through to the 11th of August next. It's called Cycling, not through the ages, Cycling Through the Rages. What is it all about?
Well, I'll pass you on to Kelly, because she's the one who approached me a few months ago with this idea of the show. So maybe, Kelly, if you want to give sort of the context and...
Okay. Hi, Maura.
Hello, Kelly. Nice to have
you
on the Art Show.
Thank you very much for having us. I think you've covered the kind of overall reason why we thought it would be appropriate to do the exhibition in light of the Velocity or Velocity exhibition or the conference. We just thought it would be an interesting take for artists to explore cycling as it what it means to them as an artist, but also just living in a city like Dublin. Whether you walk or drive a car or a bicycle, you're going to experience the rages, whether against us as cyclists or as a cyclist, you experience many rages just cycling through the city. So we've got a really interesting combination of pieces. We've got sculpture, we've got an installation, painting, some wood, beautiful wood pieces. So it's a really exciting, put together exhibition, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it looks really, really comprehensive. And of course, there's a lot of... It really is a group show, isn't it? There's a lot of collaborators on this, invited artists.
Exactly.
Do you want to tell us
there
a little...
Yeah. 8 artists in the show in total, and everybody is bringing a very unique take on the issue of cycling.
Maybe we'll give you the list of the artists. So we have Kelly Rashford, who I represent, together with Hugh Cumming, who I also represent. And then we invited 6 other artists, Michael Bruce Weston, Colin Eaton, Kevin Mann, Kieran McBride, Cecilia Moore, and Groot Thorsen. And as Kelly explained, it's a very eclectic exhibition. It is a celebration of cycling as well as an artist's response to the challenges faced by cyclists in Dublin or in Ireland today. And there's humour in the exhibition, but there's very serious topics being sort of tackled by the artists. And just to give you a couple of examples, we have a very topical issue for cyclists, which is bicycle theft, for instance, and that's through an installation by Michael Bruce Weston. The artist Colin Eaton, for instance, has dealt with obstacles and that cyclists, you know, go through every day. So visitors to the show will see interrupted lanes that Colin sort of designed and installed in the exhibition, as well as objects that cyclists sort of stumble across every day. There's a lot of humor as well with, you know, etchings by Kevin Mann. We also have the bicycle as an object of fantasy, and that's Kieran McBride's work. As a child, he wanted to have a bicycle, and it was almost an impossible thing to get, and the bicycle did become an object of desire. As an adult, it signifies freedom, so it's a beautiful installation, and there's actually a bicycle in that installation. And then we have other artists who have dealt with the topic of vulnerability. I mean, when we were preparing this exhibition with Kelly, the one buzzword or sort of word that came coming up was how vulnerable cyclists feel on the road, or how invisible as well cyclists feel. And I think this exhibition is about that as well. So it's multifaceted, and there's a bit of everything for everyone, really. And as Kelly said, you know, it's very diverse regarding the media used. And it is also a celebration of cycling, which is an important thing as well. And we have the work of Gro Thorsen, who has sort of who's produced miniature paintings on the Tour de France. So that's beautiful exhibition itself, and there's over 100 works by Gro, you know. So really, it is a must-see exhibition.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Olivier. But it's also a really important one, as you know. It's so interesting. I do love. I mean, clearly, I love the arts, and we love on the Art Show to highlight, you know, not just the aesthetic side of the arts in all its different genres, but also, you know, how it can reflect what's happening in society. And, you know, it is, you know, since 2011, there's been a 43% increase in the number of people cycling. We'll just say cycling to work. 43% since 2011. So, you know, people are cycling. Yet, Velocity, that conference that was held in June, they were appalled at the state. And how dangerous Dublin was. They only went to Dublin because the conference was held here in Dublin. But I would imagine if they went to Limerick or Cork or Galway, they would have seen something very similar. But they said that Dublin was not a cycle-friendly city.
Am I correct, Maura, as well, that the last conference that was the last Velocity, I think it was in the early 2000s, Dublin was chosen again because it had so much potential and so many commitments to improve cycling. And I guess it didn't do that.
No.
It's really disappointing.
It's very disappointing. So what you're doing there at the gallery is really, really important. It's almost like it's a social movement piece that you're doing, really, because you are highlighting, as you said, that vulnerability of people. And when you do look at the various multimedia artworks that are there, as you said, from metalwork right through to woodwork, and of course photography and prints and paintings, it is just and of course there's, you know, it's just amazing contribution to the whole world of cycling. But, you know, one aspect of it, you see that the lock that's left in the bicycle is stolen. One aspect of it is the theft of bikes, but right through to the number of casualties and the deaths, people are dying while cycling. Exactly. In Ireland, it's serious.
It's very serious. And I think as a cyclist, I drive a car and I walk and I cycle, so I do have the perspective, but I think what is forgotten is our vulnerability when we're on a bicycle. You know, you can't take on a bus, but the number of bus road rages that you experience when you cycle through Dublin is really frightening. So it's as Olivier said, we wanted the exhibition to highlight the joy of cycling, whether you're a child or an adult. It's just the most freeing thing to do, and it's the most beautiful thing to do, whether you're in the countryside or in a city. But unfortunately, the infrastructure isn't in place to make that even more accessible. And from what I understand, people don't want their children to be cycling to school because they perceive it to be too dangerous. And until those things change, that probably won't change. And it's really unfortunate because it's just the best thing in the world to do.
Well, you know what? Absolutely, Kelly. There's an inertia there, and I think there's a lack of political will, because as part of the Velocity, I interviewed Giuseppe Cressi. He is the deputy mayor of sustainable mobility in Valencia. He's actually an Italian, but he moved to Spain, and he has made Valencia the second most cycle-friendly city in Spain after Barcelona. And he did it. That Valencia is about the same size as Dublin. He accomplished that in about 3 to 4 years. I'm going to play out that interview very, very shortly, because, you know, he said without any hesitation, he said, just the will is not there. It just seems to be your political will. The people are out. The people want to cycle. It's good for the person. It's good for society and it's good for the planet. It is a no-brainer. Why is Ireland not becoming cycle safe?
I agree. I don't know. We got to change it.
Okay, well, look, we won't solve that tonight, but we're certainly going to get behind the movement and get behind the wonderful exhibition that's happening there right up until the 11th of August. So I'd like to just chat to Olivier for a moment. I want to just speak about him and I suppose his journey to have this amazing gallery there. It's journey to get to three great Denmark Street, which sounds very complicated, but it's actually just there at the top of O'Connell Street. It's right opposite the Belvedere Hotel. Olivier, tell us a little bit about your journey. And of course, you are so instrumental in making that, well, what is supposed to be a cultural quarter very soon in the making. You really are interested in bringing the arts to everybody and making it accessible. You're there on the north side of Dublin.
Yes, that's my mission in life. I love the area around, you know, Pound Square, and I've made really good connections. I've been in this gallery space now 4 years. 4 years, actually. It's actually an anniversary. It was 4 years on last Saturday. And I've made really good connections with other cultural sort of institutions in the area. You know, the James Joyce Centre. You mentioned Bloomsday Festival. I mean, I collaborate with the James Joyce Centre yearly. I mean, we have Poetry Ireland in the area, and not too far away, Fighting Words. And there's obviously, you know, the Irish Writers' Centre, the Hulain. I mean, we all are playing a big part in promoting the area. As I'm sure your listeners know, that there's been a bit of a setback with the Cultural Quarter, the Parliament Square Cultural Quarter. Hopefully, the library will still go ahead, and I suppose it's up to us as well, locally, to really promote the area. I think the area has a lot to offer, and certainly my gallery, I mean, I tend through those group shows and also through solo shows, the practice of my artists who are very committed, you know, to various sort of issues, whether it's the environment, for instance, or other topics like that. You know, it's definitely a cultural role that my gallery can play as well in the area, you know. But it is for me about promoting the artists that I represent. You know, I represent about 12 artists. And very exciting solo shows and group shows, you know, before the end of the year. So working hard.
Absolutely working hard. Because you know what, Olivier, you're open when other galleries across the city are closed. You know, for example, this current exhibition, Cycling Through the Rages, like, your opening hours are Tuesday to Friday from 11 to 6 until to 8 p.m. on a Thursday. And then you're also open again on Saturday and Sunday from 12 until 5. I mean, you know, you really are. You've stepped ahead of what other galleries are doing. You know, you're doing amazing work there in a part of the city that really sometimes has been to find a gallery in that part of the city is most unusual.
True, I'm not the only one. I mean, there's the excellent Hillsborough Gallery, John Deddy, who is doing a fantastic job, and he was here before me. He came, you know, a few years ago, so I'm just so happy to be, you know, with him there, you know. So, and there's other places as well, you know. So I'm not on my own here, you know, obviously not, but certainly I see my job as an important one, you know. And and again, you know, it's an easy one for me because I work with fantastic artists, you know, very committed to their craft. And that practice. I think I was telling you earlier on today, I am to curate a very big group show. I was invited by the committee of the Wexford Opera Festival to curate an exhibition as part of this year's festival. And I've chosen one of the operas is the Don Quixote by Cervantes, but it's actually the version by a French composer. And I don't know if your listeners are familiar with him. His name was Jules Massenet, and he was born in the same city as my mother and my two sisters. So I saw a connection there straight away. So my artists are working very hard in creating work sort of in response to this Don Quixote. And we'll be showing this in Wexford and later on this year at the View Arts Fair at the RHA, and that's the first week of November. Wexford is from mid-October to early November. So very exciting things that I do in my gallery. But again, it's thanks to the artists that I work with. I mean, you know, they're just fantastic.
Yeah, well, you do. You're doing...
I have an easy job, I think. You know, when you work with people who are committed to their craft,
that's absolutely everything, you know. And Kitty, who has co-curated this exhibition with me, you know, is one of them, you know. So, and Kitty will be in the exhibition in Wexford and at New as well. So, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the artists that I work with, you know. They're very important, obviously. Without them, you know, there's no gallery.
Absolutely, but you have your passion and your desire to promote and sell the works of these, not just Irish artists but international artists, you know, is incredible. Olivier, I mean, you've been in Ireland. I mean, as you said, you're French born, and you came to our shores. I know it was a long journey to get your own gallery there on Three Great Denmark Street. I mean, you were 2004. I mean, you were working out of a wooden building in Temple Bar in 2012. But in 2004, since that time, you were looking for this wonderful space, and now that you have it, you know, you're finding these amazing exhibitions. How do you find them, or do they find you? As you said, the wonderful work with the Wexford Opera has found you. But this one, Cycling, the current one, which is happening up until the 11th of August, you know, what are you a cyclist yourself? I know that it was opened by Frank MacDonald.
Actually, no, I'm not. I cycled years ago in Ireland. I find it just scary. I do cycle when I go to France to visit my parents. My parents have mountain bikes. They're in their mid-70s, very fit. I got myself a mountain bike, and I do cycle with them when I go. I'm actually going to go in 2 weeks' time. So I'll do a bit of cycling, you know, and hopefully I'll start cycling here in Dublin as well. But, you know, in terms of, you know, those group shows, usually, again, you know, Kelly contacted me. You know, she's a cyclist. So the inspiration is actually coming from my artists. And when I come up with a themed show, usually all I have to do is look at what my artists are at. You know, some years ago, I curated an art exhibition called 2 degrees Celsius, which was about climate change. But again, some of my artists were already at it. So, you know, all I have to do is, because I represent about 15 artists, to look at what they're doing. And then that's where the inspiration comes from, you know. And then the rest is just hard work, you know, for them, you know. And I'm a bit like a conductor, really, you know. And yes, I might come up with the idea of the theme. But again, it's not coming out of the blue, you know. It's by me looking, observing what my artists are at, really, you know. So that would be my practice, I think.
Well, you know, what you're doing there is essential, and it's also a benefit to all of us in society. And I just think, you know, this particular, if anyone, I mean, even if they're, well, everybody knows somebody who's either a cyclist or they're a cyclist themselves. So, you know, to get along to your exhibition there would be a wonderful contribution. And I guess it would also get us thinking, and that, you know, it's, we need solidarity. If we're going to make Dublin, which it, at the moment it is not cycle safe, if we're going to make it a safer city, we do need many, many collaborators. So it's wonderful to see that you've got behind this, Olivier Cornet. And we're going to keep an eye on you. We're going to do shout outs for the upcoming exhibitions as well, because I don't know how to, I would describe your exhibitions, but they're definitely timely, and you know, they have a story to tell. And I know that the guest speaker was Frank MacDonald, who is he's an editor of the Irish Times, he's an author, a journalist, and former environment editor, but he's also a cyclist, Frank. So this clearly, you know, you really have the people that came along. You said the opening was one of the largest openings you've had so far. Is that true?
It was actually quite scary. I've never seen so many people in the gallery, you know. So, It was all good.
It's all good. Well, look, we're going to keep doing shout outs for it across our social media pages and the station. Olivier Cornet and Kelly Ratchford, it's been lovely to chat to you on the art show this evening.
Thanks very much, Maura.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Maura.
You're very welcome.
Good luck with the show, and talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I'll be through your doors. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful gallery there in Denmark Street. Thank you very much for chatting to me on the art show.
Thanks again, Maura.
Bye-bye. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.